And I was down there home on Madison Street by myself. Mm-hmm. And James said, I thought maybe it'd be all right. You'd like to have me in there and be at night. Says he's teaching manual arts out here at the school. Be a little company for you at night. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, I'll talk to you when I come home. He said, he won't be back till such and such time. Mm-hmm. So I got back home, I called James, talked to him about it. He said, I will. Don't take that fellow in down there just as a commendation. Mm-hmm. If you can't get his expense out of it, why, don't get into it, because he's drawing a good salary, I know. I said, I'm the man's writing his checks, and he's drawing a pretty good salary.
Yeah.
Well, time ran around. That dude come into my house down there about 10:30 one night, Sunday night. Knocked on the door, I done gone to bed. I got up and went and opened the door, had on my pajamas. He told me who it was. Come in. I had a gas heater in a little central hall in the house, and every room in the house except one had a door that opened into there. We sit down out there in that little hallway around that heater. And of course, James telling him about me being Uncle Will, why he called me Uncle Will. He wanted to know what I'd charge him. I said, well, Mr. I said, you want cooking privilege yet? Well, I said, yeah, I'd want to cook some. Well, I said, figuring your laundry bill, the extra heat, and your privilege to the kitchen, cook on that thing, I feel like I ought to have $15 a week out of it. I said, all right, that's fine. He got up next morning, I believe fried an egg. Of course, that's my food, fried an egg, some bacon. Made a cup of coffee, made a cup of coffee. Run off school, come in that night, eat. He'd eat his lunch at the school cafeteria, you know. Uh-huh. Then he had somewhere else he'd eat lots of nights before he'd come in. Uh-huh. So he'd come in that night. I'd pay no attention to him about my eating or anything of that kind if he wasn't there, because when I got ready to fix me something, I just went ahead and eat, you know, fix it. Yeah. He come in and he said, Uncle Will, I've been figuring on this deal. He says, that's $60 a month. I said, you ever want a clean bed to sleep on, don't you? He said, yeah. Well, I said, there's an extra laundry bill coming there. There's an extra electric bill coming there for the cooking and hot water heating for your bath. Mm-hmm. An extra gas bill is heating with gas. For more heat than I use. And I just looked at him, I said, Mr. Now I'm not running an old soldier's home. And if you don't like this place, and don't like my setup that I've made it out for you, just hunt you somewhere else to stay. That I'm not running an old soldier's home. And he said, that's pretty emphatic. I said, that's my system. If I've got anything to say to you, I'm not going to run around your back to say it. Tell you just right face to face. Well, he said, I guess I'll just find me another place. I said, that'd be perfect, all right. So Rebecca and James and the children stopped down there one night, not long after that. And I was telling them this story, and James, the youngest,